USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An unpermitted music event to celebrate Juneteenth in Washington, D.C. ends in the death of a 15-year-old boy. D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti provides an update on the shooting.
The officer, I just talked to the officer. I'll be headed to the hospital shortly. He received a gunshot wound to the lower extremity, but it appears that he's going to be okay. The other two individuals that were shot have gunshot wounds. I'm not exactly sure where those injuries are, but it appears they're in stable condition. And then, of course, as I mentioned, the juvenile, it appears he's 15 years of age.
Republicans in Texas formally rejected President Biden's election in 2020 and called it illegitimate. Thousands of flights have been canceled or delayed over the Juneteenth holiday weekend. Roughly 19,000 flights have been canceled or delayed since Thursday. USA Radio News.
It was very important to feel like a company valued me and my family's time, specifically helping get the timeshare company off of our backs.
Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, and all the ways you can. I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. I first heard that John Wesley quote when I was 11 years old in Sunday school. I even have his words displayed at all of our offices to give our employees the same purpose I have when fighting to get clients out of a fraudulent timeshare.
If you were not satisfied with other companies, look directly to Wesley Financial and they will help you.
I promise we'll do all the good we can every single day. That's why I guarantee we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-843-1313. 800-843-1313. 800-843-1313.